via on the phone, Mr. Professional MMA fighter Martin DeVia.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
Doing good, man. Just sitting at the gym.
Yeah.
Got my workout in and ready to chop it up with you guys.
Oh, that's what's up. How's South Beach treating you? Enjoying the palm trees and the nice beaches and the great weather?
All day. On the coast. You know, I came from Cali. Moved to Miami, so it wasn't a bad trade-off.
Right.
Go from nice weather to more nice weather.
That's fantastic.
Yes, sir.
And as you guys, as I mentioned beforehand, you know, Martin DeVia over here is a professional MMA fighter. What year did you turn pro, Martin?
I turned pro was 2014. Summer of 2014, yep.
Yeah, and you have a 3-1 and 0 record?
Yes, 3-1. That's correct, yep.
Sir. All right, and then you wanted to talk about your next fight, which will be at the Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore. It's taking place on Saturday, April 16th for Shogun Fights. And just brief us and talk to us about that fight and that matchup.
Yeah, so my next fight's with Shogun, and mm-hmm. it's against a game opponent named Greg Fisher. And he's 3-0 right now. So we got the call to fight him, you know, and I like challenges, so I'm ready for the challenge, and I'm ready to put on a show and ready to get this W. But about a little bit about him, he's a wrestler, so I know he's going to be wanting to shoot in on me, but I'm confident everywhere, so just ready to have some fun, man. I'm really excited, and I've been putting in work, so just can't wait to let it all hang out and let it shine.
Well, that's great. We're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to having you on you know, April 14th before your fight. But just give a little insight and background about you and how you became a UFC fighter, or a MMA fighter, I'm sorry.
So I guess I'll start from the beginning. I mean, since I was a little kid, I don't know why. Like, I mean, I've always been friendly and social with people, but for whatever reason, I don't know, I just like to fight. Like, as a little kid, my mom would tell me, like, 2-3 years old, fights. I mean, elementary school, fights, middle school, suspensions, high school. And I'm not really proud of that, but, you know, what I am proud of is not taking, you know, crap from no one and being able to, you know,
stand up for yourself.
Stand up for myself, exactly. My mom always told me, because my mom raised me, she always told me, you know, don't look for any trouble, but if trouble finds you, you know, you need to know how to handle it. Yeah. So That's how I was just coming up all throughout high school. And then I joined the Marine Corps. I decided to join the Marine Corps when I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I took off to boot camp and stuff like that. Took off to Camp Pendleton. Fast forward a couple of years to 2009. I was in a military police unit. And mm-hmm. I got sent to training, to Marine Corps martial arts training, to be an instructor. So I was at that course for like 2 months, and just for me being like a natural fighter, and I wrestled in high school as well, like I just fell in love with it. I did taekwondo when I was a little kid too, from like 8 to 10, so I've always been into that type of stuff. And when I Marine Corps trained me on it, I was just in love with it. I also had a friend, his name was Evan Beery. He was in my unit. He actually was a black belt in karate, so he's always pushing me to train with him. And my lieutenant was actually an MMA fighter as well. So one day after the training, I asked the lieutenant, and me and Evan asked the lieutenant, hey, let's go train, let's do some grappling outside. He's like, yeah, no problem. So, like, you know, I'm feeling confident, you know, like, I got some skills from wrestling, from the Marine Corps. But when I wrestled and grappled with my lieutenant, he just made me feel like I was a little kid. So I'm like, all right. Obviously, Marine Corps is not showing me what you know, so how do I find this information? How do I get this knowledge? And he pointed me in his direction, the Team Quest. It was actually Dan Henderson's gym, and that's the first gym I joined, and that was in the summer of 2009. My brother and Evan went in there, and we just started training. And at first, I was 23 at the time. At first, you know, I had, like, the boxing mentality, the athletic mentality, like, man, this is too late. I wanted to actually do it for my brother because my brother was 17.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wanted to be there for him to learn the martial arts and to be able to kind of keep, like, you know, kind of push him and kind of coach him a little bit as we go on. After about 2 or 3 days, though, that changed. I was like, no way. This is for me. I know this is my calling. And that was a wrap, you know. It just took off from there, 6 days a week, just training as much as I can.
And you're speaking to Ammo now. How are you doing, Martin?
Excuse me?
You're speaking to Ammo on the plugs. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Good. Just speaking back in terms of being in the Marines, what type of, I mean, because I know the physical training in the Marines is pretty intense. So did that teach you any of the physical dedication that you needed to be like an MMA fighter?
Oh, of course. I mean, like for me, I've been an athlete my whole life. I mean, my mom put me in every sport you can imagine, and I was real proficient at soccer. The only sport I didn't play was baseball. I thought it was boring, but from tennis to basketball to football to soccer, you name it, I was playing soccer. Now, when I was a real young kid, I was dedicated. Like, I was dedicated. I would round up the kids from the neighborhood, like, yo, let's go play. We would go run. We would run hills. We would challenge select travel teams, you know, just sandlot type stuff. And I was like kind of like Benny the Jet, and that's how, like, that always stuck with me because I was always real dedicated in sports. If it was anything anyone would tell you about me, like, I was kind of a slacker in school, but when it came to sports, I loved to train. But then, you know, I got to that age, like 15, and, you know, adolescence took over, the teenage years took over. I still play my sports, but, you know, my head was somewhere else. But so fast forward to the Marine Corps, that mental toughness in the Marine Corps, that helped me with the mental toughness in the Marine Corps, and then all the training and the hardship of physical training in the Marine Corps is helping me now. So everything's just coming together for me, and definitely Marine Corps definitely helped me to, you know, be mentally prepared for what going into a fight and what it takes.
Interesting.
That's great.